Welcome to another episode of Mindful Molly with me, Molly Kaluve, a space that challenges self-growth, awareness, and reflection in the most mindful way possible. I just want to say a big, big thank you to each and every one of you guys for showing your love, support, and all the feedback you guys have been giving to me. It means so much to me, and just to see the family grow on a daily basis. Apart from that, I just want to tell you guys I apologize for not being as consistent with episodes. I've just been working on a couple things, and you know what I have coming soon for you guys is I will be launching a website that will also include a blog, as well as, you know, giving you guys access to all the episodes on there as well. So look out for that, guys. And I also am growing out the team, so you'll also be hearing and seeing a lot of more content from other people as well. Apart from that, I will be more active on the social media pages, so head over to mindful.molly on Instagram, follow up. I will be dropping more information there. Without saying too much, as usual, episodes will be dropped every Friday, 10 p.m. Kenya time, 3 p.m. Eastern time, so look out for that. And without saying too much, let's get into today's affirmations. So on today's episode, I will be talking about not giving up on yourself. So some of the affirmations I have for y'all today, and I will be mentioning some more during the episode. I know that's a little bit different from what I usually do, but I will be. But yeah, today's affirmations are: my past does not dictate my future. I am worth it. I am enough. I am my own source of happiness. So without saying too much, let's get into today's episode, y'all. So today we're talking about not giving up on yourself, and y'all, and I'm gonna just start off by saying this: if you're somebody who's in this position, if you're somebody who's at a point where you're feeling low and you want to give up on yourself, or you feel like, you know, you're reaching your limit, do not give up on yourself. You know, I was once at a point where I thought that, you know, at the time I was in a state of complete brokenness. I was, you know, at this point where I believed that I had done too much wrong, I had said too many bad things, I had done too much, I, you know, was not the type of person I wanted to be, I was not achieving the things I wanted to achieve, I constantly was having this negative talk, you know, talking down on myself and everything. And, you know, the biggest aspect and the worst thing about that period in time, which did not really end until, like, I could say end of last year, beginning of this year, was that I could not forgive myself. I could not forgive myself because I did not believe that I deserved to be forgiven. I did not believe that I was worth anything more than just this terrible human being, this evil human being. And as a result, I was kind of detached from a lot of things. You know, I had done some things that, I mean, to this day, I'm not exactly proud of, but, you know, it was something I really held above my head. I had this dark cloud over me, and I couldn't shake it because part of me did not want to shake it, because part of me, you know, believed and had this idea that I absolutely deserved to have it, you know. And as a result, I was constantly finding myself in a state of, you know, wanting to give up on myself. I had actually given up on myself at one point, and, you know, I started indulging in things I shouldn't have been indulging into simply because I that's what I thought I deserved. That's all I thought I was worth, and nothing more. And the thing is, it's not that I wasn't getting love from other people, and there are people who, you know, refuse to give up on me, but the thing is, there is nobody that can save you but you. There's nobody that can take you out of your own hell, your own darkness, but yourself. There's nobody that can bring you happiness but you. You are the only one that can actually make that change in your life. It's not that I lacked people who love me. I mean, it wasn't like there were 10,000 people, but, you know, there are people in my life who, you know, showed me, you know, the true meaning of love, the true meaning of caring for somebody else. And even with that, because I didn't believe I deserved it, because I didn't believe that I was worth much, because I couldn't forgive myself, I wasn't able to properly embrace and understand what these other people were giving to me. And that's why, like, you know, there's a saying, and there's that part where you can't love somebody else until you love yourself, because you can't truly experience that other connection with other people, and your connections with other people just don't work, you know, before you can start to have a powerful connection with yourself. And once you're able to develop that, that's when your other relationships start to go. So because I had this point, and I really just did not want to continue with anything, you know, I had, you know, several occasions where I was like, yeah, you know what, no. But I can't even tell you guys what happened, because, you know, till this day, I don't fully understand what it was. I just know I had this point where, you know, I had lost so many people. And I had lost people that meant so much to me. You know, some because of passing away, some because I'm the one that pushed them away. And I was in this dark space, especially in December. And I told myself, like, yo, you know, they never gave up on me. These people, some of them dedicated a lot of their life to making sure I'm good. These people have poured so much into me. They have sacrificed so much for me. And the least I could do for them is actually try work on myself. Is to try do better. Is to try, you know, live up to certain expectations. So, of course, you know, at that point, I still wasn't doing it for myself. I was more doing it for them. But it was like the breaking point. It was the little starting point of my journey towards just growing myself on a spiritual level a lot more. And really actually working to improve myself. Because I had my battles with my mental health. I was fighting my demons on a daily basis. But I wasn't really trying to fight them that much. I was at one point saying, you know what? Look, you demon here. You bad thought here. All of y'all, let's come together. Let's sit down. Let's, you know, let's just enjoy each other's company. But after those losses, because, I lost, you know, two very important people to me passed away. I said, like, yeah, I can't do this anymore. I don't want to be this anymore. I don't want to feel this way anymore. I got fed up. I got tired. And it was a point where if I didn't make the decision to not give up on myself, to actually start believing myself and working myself, I would have been done for. I would have been done for, because, like, I felt myself being on the borderline between, like, completely falling off and you know, getting myself back up. And, you know, previously I thought that I was beyond any type of redemption. I was beyond any type of help, but that's not the case. Nobody's beyond any help. Nobody's beyond redemption. It's just, we are the ones that block ourselves from seeing that. So when it came to not giving up on myself, the moment I decided to do that, I didn't know what exactly that meant, how I was going to do it. You know, one of the things I like to say is that how is not even important, but I just knew I didn't want that anymore. And that was the beginning of, you know, this beautiful journey that I am still on, you know, on, excuse my bad, improving myself on a daily basis. And that just came from making the decision and choosing not to give up on myself. And, you know, I just thought about all the reasons, and I used to try to remind myself of all the reasons why I shouldn't give up on myself. And, you know, one of the things that was key to me, and one of the things that, you know, I've mentioned a few times on these episodes was, you know, my past. My past was something that had haunted me. And I won't lie, on some of my bad days, or some of my harder days, rather, it's something that peaks up. But I just used to remind myself that my past does not dictate my future. What happened before, what I did, what I didn't do, what I done, I can't go back and change it, and it doesn't dictate my future. I still have my future. I still have tomorrow. I still have right now to do something different, to change whatever was, you know, going wrong before. I could do it better. I could be better tomorrow, the day after. But I had to also start with that present moment. Now, the other thing I used to remind myself is nobody could save me but me. Like, I had all these people who had tried to save me. I had all these people who were trying to help me. And I tried to let them help me, but the thing is, deep down, I knew that they couldn't do it. And it's not that they were not capable of, you know, being amazing people. These were, you know, I've had and I still have such amazing, beautiful, you know, loving, caring people in my life. It's just, when it comes to your inner battles, when it comes to your happiness, when it comes to you, the only person that can actually truly save you is yourself. Yes, those can be support systems, people that motivate you, people that keep you pushing and keep you going in the right direction. But honestly and truly, you have to decide and you have to be the one to take initiative to actually try to save yourself. The other thing I had to, you know, remind myself on a daily basis is I am my greatest asset. You know, the reason I didn't think I deserved happiness, the reason I didn't think I deserved anything, the reason I wanted to give up is because I felt like I was worth nothing. I didn't mean nothing. You know, I had lost all value because of things I had done before that just, like, removed my value. But what I did not realize is who I was, what I was, that kind of thing. That was not what made me valuable. It was just me being me. I am my greatest asset. I am the best thing I have. It's not, and if anything physical, it's not anything that belongs to somebody else that I had. It's me.
I am my greatest asset.
I am the one with the value. I am the one that can be great. And I had to tell myself that repeatedly. Like, I at first, I didn't believe it. And it's something that, it was hard to start believing. But it's something I had to keep reminding myself. Like, I am my greatest asset. The other thing I had to realize, and this came from my first interaction with the book, The Power of Now, which was me understanding that I have everything I need. And it's not that I hadn't tapped into more spiritual books. You know, I'd read stuff like The Secret. I had tapped into a whole lot of, you know, books, videos, listening to a whole lot of people talk about, you know, all the different laws of the universe and understanding self-worth and higher self and stuff. But it was something about, reading it and seeing it within the first few pages of The Power of Now and understanding that I'm enough. I have everything that I need, I have everything that I desire, and I just need to tap into that and start to see it. Now, it's not something that comes off instantly, it's not something that you see right away, but it's a process, and it's a journey of understanding that you really have everything you need. But of course, that decision to start that journey, that's the most important part, it's the decision. You know, the choice and telling myself every day I have everything I need. I have everything I need because everything I need is within me. My happiness within me, love within me, worth within me. It's nothing I was going to find with anybody else. And that was the problem. I had this point where I was searching. I was searching for myself. I was searching for the part of me that would, you know, feel better, be better in other people. And that was where I truly just went wrong. You know, the other reason I refused to give up on myself as well is that I needed to prove it to myself. I needed to prove myself wrong. I needed to prove to myself that I can get and I can achieve everything I've ever wanted. I had to prove to myself that I could be happy. I had to prove to myself that I could be literally anything. And that's because there's nobody you ever need to prove anything to in this world but yourself. Because you are your worst enemy, but you are also your greatest asset. You are the most important person in your life. And when you start to realize that, when you start to realize that the battle is really within you, it's not outside of you. Because listen, you know, the outside is a reflection of the inside. When things are not right on the outside, it's mostly because things are not right on the inside. So when you realize that it's within you and, you know, you're the one that you need to prove wrong, not everybody else, but you, that also what kept motivating me not to give up. Because I don't lie, I'm very competitive. And I hate being wrong sometimes. It's something I allow myself to be wrong. I understand that, you know, a man who knows, they know nothing. But I just had to prove myself wrong. And it's something that every day my aim is to prove that old me, to prove that part of me that was, you know, a very negative, dark person, that, you know what, you're wrong. I'm amazing. I'm great. I'm limitless. I'm worthy. I'm, you know, I am everything that I desire to be. The other thing that kept me going and made sure I never gave up on myself is because you never know how close you are to your breakthrough. And the reason I say this is because if I did not make that decision that day, I wouldn't be where I am now. I wouldn't have my podcast. I wouldn't have the amazing family I have with the team I have. I just would not be in the place I am now. I wouldn't have experienced the love that I have experienced. And that just came from making the simple decision and understanding that one choice, that one push, that one time I don't give up on myself might be the time that I need to keep going. Now, it doesn't mean I don't have days where I'm like, oh, you know, I feel myself slipping back into that, but I just have to remind myself that I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up because I don't know how close I am. You know, sometimes we can't really see what's going on, like, ahead of us. We can't really, you know, see what's really about to happen next. So sometimes, you know, people give up or they stop and they don't realize that if they had just gone a little bit longer, just a little bit longer, just a step, you know, further, if they had just pushed one more time, they would have reached where they wanted to reach. And that's what kept me going. It's like, I don't know. I don't know how close I am. So I can't stop because I just might be there. I might be just there. So I can't stop. But that's something I have to remind myself. And it's not easy. I'm not going to tell you guys that this is things that are easy to remember, easy to repeat to yourself. But, I mean, these are the things that helped me out and kept me pushing. And I just had to keep pushing it into my mind. And sometimes it felt like I was fighting myself, which I really was. But I had to do it. And the one thing that also kept me going was, I think I was around 15, 16 when I heard it, and it was, you know, you don't get what you want, you get what you deserve. And at first I used to take that as, you know, because, you know, bad things are happening, I deserve everything that's bad, I deserve only the worst. But I started to realize the more I dived into manifestation and my spirituality and really understanding how to connect with my higher self, that the issue was I didn't believe that I deserved better. And because I believed worse, that's what I was ever going to get. But when I started to believe that I deserved better, when I started to believe that I deserved love, that I deserved happiness, that I deserve, you know, to feel amazing about myself, that's when I started to receive those things. It's hard, I know, like, it was so difficult for me to put myself in that position, but I had to tell myself, I had to force myself on a daily basis to realize, to understand, to process the fact that I deserve everything I'm asking for. You know, and those are just a few of the things that I used to remind myself, or the things that just made sure I never gave up. And if you haven't realized, those all had to do with me. You can't tie it to somebody else because they will never be enough. Nobody will ever be enough until you're enough. So I had to make myself enough. I had to tell myself that I am enough. I had to realize and tap into the fact that, wow, I am enough. I am worthy. I'm worth it.
So if you ever feel like, you know, you've messed up, if you ever feel like you're lost, if you ever feel like there's nothing good, if you ever feel like, you know, there's no light to turn onto and you're in this dark space and you can't really see the light or anything, I just want you to make the decision to not give up on yourself. That's all you gotta do. Just make the decision to not give up on yourself. And I want you to grind and work so hard for yourself that you could prove yourself wrong. You need to trust that you can take yourself where you need to go and where you want to go, where you desire to go. You know, you need to work yourself and develop better thinking habits. You know, practice gratitude.
keep yourself around positive energy. Keep yourself around the right energy. Keep yourself around people who help you uplift yourself. Push yourself, because you owe yourself that much. Listen, you owe yourself that. You owe yourself that, because let me tell you something. I believe it is everybody's birthright to be whatever they desire. Like, it's already yours. You owe yourself that much to actually just claim what is yours. Like, it's not easy, but it's possible. It's not easy, but it's also not impossible, guys. You just need to believe you deserve it. Because, listen, you don't get what you want, you get what you deserve. And if you don't believe you don't deserve it, then you don't deserve it. You put that out into the universe, you put that out, and you've already, you know, made yourself settle for less. You need to let yourself know that you deserve it. No matter how bad you fight yourself, no matter how bad those thoughts might be, you need to always tell yourself you deserve it. Write it on. Write it on a wall, write it on a paper, write it wherever you need to see it, and just constantly remind yourself every day that you deserve it. Because, guys, listen. You're one battle away, you know. You're one push away, you're one step away from it all. And I will not, I didn't understand that until, you know, the past 2-3 weeks where I started to reflect on where I was before, where I am now. And I realized it was just one decision. I was one decision away from where I am today. And where I'm going. I just had to make the decision. I didn't try to figure out how. I just said that I deserve it. I said that I want it. I said that I'm tired. Because can't nobody save you but you. People will support you, and that is amazing. But the truth is, you're the only one that can win that battle. And I know each and every one of you guys are capable of doing it. But with that being said, guys, be loving, be compassionate, be caring. I'm here for you guys whenever. My DMs is always open. You can reach out to me. But just know that you got this, man. You got this. So don't give up on yourself. But as usual, y'all, what I want to tell you guys, and most of all, take care of yourself.